one of the things that I'm thinking about, God, I don't know if I'll ever get a chance to do, but there's a few different kinds of projects that I'd like to do. One that I'll put out there that I've tried to sell to one or two clients and they've shrugged it off and like, no, we don't want to do anything like that. I would like to build a golf course that's tailored to women, you know, not just like has a good set of women's tees, but it's 6,300 yards max because that's the longest the LPGA player would want to play it. And it goes down from there. You know, that would be an entirely different experience. You know, I spent a couple of days in the practice rounds of the Women's Open at Sabonic watching them play my course. And, you know, like up close, I contacted Stacey Lewis and Paula Creamer in advance of that event and said, you know, could I walk with you for a round and just, you know, watch what you're doing, and in return, I'll answer any questions you have about how I think you ought to play certain holes? And they both said, yes, we'll do that. Mm-hmm. So that was great for me to get back inside the ropes and you know, see where they land the ball and see how it reacts. And, you know, they're so precise. I mean, and women golf, you know, like in Sabonic, the percentage of fairways hit statistic was like, you know, the last player in the field was at 70%. The best players are like 96 because uh-huh. The fairways are wide and, you know, they just stripe it. Like they're used to playing every golf course, like it's 20 yards wide. They never miss wide very much.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a chance to, you know, and they don't hit the ball quite so high as the men do.
Yep.
So, you know, designing a course thinking about their skill set would be very different. It wouldn't have to be this big wide thing that everybody builds now. Mm-hmm. that I sort of helped popularize, but at the same time I'm thinking, you know, we've gone too far in that direction.